There is a thin line between bravery and foolishness. Once a newspaper man said, "I have to send two reporters downtown to Main Street. There are two wires down. One of them is live, one of them is dead. I want you to touch it, and I want the other guy to write about it." Not exactly brave, right? But there is always a hint of fear in the brave person. That's why we call them brave. Because in spite of the fact that I am afraid of some physical or psychological harm, I go forward bravely. Or sometimes some of the worst fears are the fear of failure. Better not to try at all. Shakespeare, in his play Julius Caesar, puts in the mouth of Caesar that a brave person only dies once, but the coward dies every day. Because all the opportunities that are presented to them tend to pass them by because they are afraid to try. For a Christian, what I consider one of the most courageous acts is to proclaim to everyone, "I want to be a saint." Now, people are afraid because they don't know what a saint is. The classic definition of a saint is a sinner who keeps on trying and never stops trying because he loves the people that he lives with. And he wants to give them a better friend, brother, mother, so that they can have a better life. Theodore Roosevelt said that it is not the critic who counts, but it's the person who takes part in the arena of life, who's covered with dirt and mud and failure, who drops to his knees and rises again and tries again, that even if he fails, his lot will never be with those timid and frayed souls who know neither failure nor success. So I ask you, be bold enough to say, "I want to be a saint." A person who, in spite of their failures, believes in his God to make them a better person. Who is willing to risk everything so that those around them can have a better life. Some people may say it's very fashionable to say, "At least I'm not a hypocrite." I say, give me a hypocrite. At least the guy may have tried once in a while. It is so easy to say, "I'm not a hypocrite. I don't try at all." That's cowardice. Be brave. Believe in God. Believe in the courage that he gave you. And try to be a saint. They were not perfect. The church is not a museum for saints, but a hospital for sinners. And after God heals us all the time, at the end of your days, if you keep on trying, you will become a saint because God keeps his word. And if he said he would help us, he will help us become the people we should be for ourselves and for each other. Slava Isusu Christu. Amen.